here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude, of course.
And I am Daffodil, up for certain.
Yes, and we're here to bring you the wacky, warped, and weird once again every week. And this is an interesting show because we have some arrogant worms here. We actually picked them out of the grass outside the bunker this week.
No.
Why? What are you talking about? They're worms. They're arrogant. They go after other things, so they're arrogant worms.
No.
Why?
Those are my vermicomposter to eat our compost.
Oh, okay. Well, what
they
are you talking about?
They're not the worms that we're featuring on the show this week.
Oh, well. A little embarrassed after I did that, but
arrogant worms are actually Canadian.
Oh, well, that's good. Good place to be in Canada. Are they like a musical group, right?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Well, that's what we play here.
There's no insects or worms or anything involved in this. You'll see.
Okay, fine. On top of that, we have an interesting chart-topping cheesy this week, but we're starting off, hey, Daffodil loves this stuff.
Polka! It's polka time!
Polka! Walter Ostinick in a twin spin. Coming up shortly, we have Dance With Me, this polka, but we're starting off with CB's Polka.
Breaker 1-9.
Right here on...
It's your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is Cheese Please.
The one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese Please with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Dance with me this polka beneath
skies of blue. While the band is playing, I'm in heaven here with you. Hold me in your arms, dear, make all my dreams come true. Hold me in your arms, dear, make all my dreams come true.
With Walter Ostenek and Dance With Me, this polka.
I like the polka. I really like it. It's upbeat and fun and...
Well, that's it. And I mean, polka in general has a bad rap, but reality...
Well, no, rap has a bad rap.
Well, yeah.
Polka is not rap, thank goodness.
Well, yeah, but we play rap every occasion.
Yeah, we play bad rap.
But it's, like you say, it's fun, enjoyable music. You know, you got to take it carefully, in small doses, you know, but you can't play it all the time. But, you know, every so often, it's not a bad genre.
No,
I really like
polka.
Really, there's nothing wrong with it. It's good to be happy.
And happy music.
And before that, we had CB's Polka by Walter Ostenek. My name is Snarfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, coming to you over the airwaves, mysteriously being transmitted in your direction.
Either terrestrial, on the internet, Wi-Fi, or just somewhere in your brain.
Yeah, psychic.
Yes, you never know.
You're getting it through that psychic network.
Yes, yeah, the psychic network. Oh, does that mean Dionne Warwick's around here somewhere?
No.
Okay, just check it. Anyway, we're focusing on something that is not in your compost bin.
No, the arrogant worms.
Yes, yes, and you have a little bit of information about them.
Yes, the arrogant worms actually are a Canadian group.
Yes.
They do parody of different musical genre music.
That's why they're on this show.
Exactly. They apparently are very well known for their humorous onstage banter.
Oh.
When they're performing.
Makes sense.
They were formed in 1991 to do a few spots on a campus radio station in Kingston, Ontario.
Okay.
And then they moved to doing spots on CBC Radio, which is the national radio broadcaster in Canada.
Wow, that's like a major jump.
Yep.
Wow.
And since 1992, they've released 14 different CDs.
And we have, I believe this is the first one they ever did.
Just a few more quick interesting facts.
Yes.
When not spoofing a particular style of music, the Worms material pokes fun at things that are about Canadian life.
Okay.
So songs we're not playing this week, I believe, include Canada's Really Big.
Yes.
Me Like Hockey.
Mm-hmm.
We Are the Beaver.
Okay.
I Am Not American.
Okay.
And Proud to Be Canadian.
Okay. Let's stay away from that border-oriented, country-oriented stuff. We're playing a few of them here. We've got Killer Robots from Mars a little later on. But we're starting off with the set. Shortly, you'll hear William Shakespeare's My Cat, who's in My Cat. But we're starting off with Carrot Juice is Murder. I thought I'd emphasize that part. Sorry,
you know that that's one of their few songs that there's actually a music video out there for?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to play it now right here on
Cheese Please.
Listen up, brothers and sisters. Come hear my desperate tale. I speak of our friends of nature trapped in the dirt like a jail. Vegetables live in oppression, served on our tables each night. This killing of veggies is madness. I say we take up the fight. Salads are only for murderers. Coleslaw's a fascist regime. Don't think that they don't have feelings just 'cause a radish can't scream. I've heard the screams of the vegetables. Watching their skins being peeled,
having their insides
ridded and steamed with no mercy,
burning off calories.
How do you think that feels?
Bet it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as
hell. Let's call a spade a spade.
Is a spade.
I saw a man eating celery, so I beat him black and blue. If he ever touches a sprout again, I'll bite him clean in two. I'm a political prisoner, trapped in a windowless cage, 'cause I stopped the slaughter of turnips by killing five men in a rage. I told the judge when he sentenced me, this is my finest hour. I'd kill those farmers again just to save one more cauliflower. I've heard the screams of the vegetables,
screams,
watching
screams,
their skins being peeled,
having their insides revealed,
grated and steamed with no mercy,
burning off calories.
How do you think that feels?
Bet it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables grow.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as hell.
Let's call a spade a spade. How low as people do we dare to stoop, making young broccolis bleed in the soup.
Untie your beans, uncage your tomatoes, let potted plants free, don't mash that potato.
Watching their skins being peeled,
baked in the stir fry are
grated and steamed with no mercy.
You fat gourmets,
how do you think that feels?
Leave them out in the
carrot
field.
Juice constitutes murder.
PH genocide.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Yes, your compost.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
Take up macrame.
Let's call a spade a spade. Is a spade is a spade.
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
I never much believed in reincarnation. I thought it was only people's imagination. But now I'm forced into some reconsideration. 'Cause something's happened to my cat that deserves some explanation. William Shakespeare's in my cat, my kitty is the bard. He used to be a playwright, now he's digging up the yard. He's still a cat in most respects, he likes to meow and purr, but now I introduce him as the cat that wrote Richard III. I took him to see Phantom, he said it was quite nice, but he can't go see Miss Saigon until he kills some mice.
Until he kills some mice.
William Shakespeare's in my cat, it sometimes seems so deep. The guy who wrote Twelfth Night chews on my socks while I'm asleep. I'm really quite impressed, I own the cat who wrote Macbeth. But if something's rotten in the state, it's just his fishy breath. 'Cause he wrote Romeo and Juliet,
his paws caught in a net. Then he said, to be or not to me. Yow! William Shakespeare's in my cat, he rarely ever talks. He makes his loudest statement standing in the litter box. He sleeps on all my shelves and throws my books about the house. It doesn't sound like prose when he bats his squeaky mouse. Sam Beckett's plays are witty, same thing for Bernard Shaw. Oscar Wilde is pretty, but none of them have paws.
None of them have paws.
William Shakespeare's in my cat, he chases bits of fluff. John Milton's in my goldfish, but I never liked his stuff. I'm thinking that Franz Kafka really came back as a bug. And I hope Andrew Lloyd Webber will stay underneath my rug. Cause he wrote Romeo and Juliet, but his greatest story yet is coming back as someone's pet and getting neutered by the vet. Got his paws caught in a net. Then he said, to be or not to me. Yo!
Take it, Trevor.
In a net, and he said, to be or not to me. Yow!
Jeez, please. William Shakespeare's in my cat, the arrogant worms.
That's
on our,
so catchy.
On their profile this week, they should write commercial jingles.
They could write really good jingles. They write really good songs.
I tell ya, we're gonna play one more to wrap up our profile. Killer Robot from Mars, right here on
Jeez, please.
About 6 months ago, someone came by with a petition. Said we want to stop these folks moving in next door. I refused to sign and told them everyone was welcome. Cause that's what neighborhoods are for. So they moved in and I'll admit they look peculiar. They invited me to a friendly barbecue. Glad I got to know them. And let me tell you something. They may be metallic, but they're just like me and you.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
They gave me zucchini from their garden yesterday.
They're very fresh.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
You may disagree, but I think they're A-OK. My buddy Charlie never got off the robot's backs. Then one day, him and his whole house disappeared. I talked about it to my neighbors, the killer robots from Venus. They couldn't help me, but agreed that it was weird.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
They always mow their lawn, and they joined the PTA.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
You may disagree, but I think they're A-OK. They had us over for an outdoor New Year's party. Though it was 10 below, there was food and drink aplenty. They got excited as we counted down with them. And when we kissed them, our lips stuck to their heads.
Ouch.
I was watching the news last night, and I saw something funny. Killer robots from somewhere decimated Montreal. I wondered, could it be my neighbors, the killer robots from Venus? Could it be them after all?
Oh no, they're so nice.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
They applauded for my kid at the Christmas play.
He was the best shepherd.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
You may disagree, but I think they're A-okay.
You may disagree, but I think they're A-okay. You may disagree, but I think they're A-okay.
Keith, please. Oh, they seem so friendly.
Really. They do.
They do. And killer robots from Venus, the arrogant worms ending off our profile. Before that, we had William Shakespeare's In My Cat. And to start it off, I never really thought of it, but that makes sense. Compost bin is a graveyard.
It is. It's where vegetables go to die.
Yes. Carrot juice is murder. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please.
Where we bring you the wacky, warped, and weird, and it's time for this, though.
Stopping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese, Please.
And this week, we've played it before, we haven't played it for a while. You would probably like to forget about it, or we're bringing it back.
Because we're like that.
Yes.
It's Right Said Fred. Do you know where they got their name?
No.
They were named after a novelty song, which was a hit single for singer and actor Bernard Cribbins in 1962. The song was called Right Said Fred.
Right Said Fred. We'll have to find that.
I think that might actually be a song we could play.
Ah, there we go. We'll have to dig that out. In the meantime, we have Right Said Fred, the group. And I'm too sexy for this show.
Too sexy for Cheese, Please.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Song.
Keys, please. And not too sexy for our show, really. You know?
No, we've played things that were a little more risque than that.
Yes, right, said Fred. Chart topic, cheesy this week. I'm too sexy from 1991, 92-ish.
91.
Around there. There we go. And you have one more fantastic fact about that song.
This may be the biggest chart-topping cheesy we've ever played.
Why?
This song was a huge hit in the UK.
Yes?
It spent 6 weeks at number two. It spent 3 months in the top 10.
Oh, wow.
It went number one in 32 different countries, including the United States.
Wow. That's pretty big. I mean, I can't...
And it has been used in over 40 TV shows and movies, including My Wife and Kids, The Simpsons, West Wing, and EastEnders.
Well, I have to confess a little thing.
This is one of your guilty pleasure songs?
Well, no, not exactly. There was one point in my life where I had to do DJing of weddings.
Yup.
For money.
Yup.
You know, that's
what we do. We do whatever we have to for money.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, this was long before you, Daffodil.
I know.
And that was pretty big at the weddings around then. So I saw a lot of guys taking clothes off, and it was just...
It makes...
People weird.
Think that they're supposed to take their clothes off when they're listening to it. I have no idea why. It's not a stripping song.
I know. It's the whole catwalk thing and seeing grooms in that actually doing that.
I'd have to scald my eyeballs with bleach.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it was, let's just say it was interesting.
All right, now let's do something else interesting.
Yeah, let's turn on the switch. Here comes the tube of the week as I bring up the pneumatic tube. And wait till the beep goes. There, we'll open the door and unscrew it. Oh, just there. I get the big one this week, Daffodil.
I know, because you broke the small one last week when you flunged it across the room.
Yeah, well, I'm taking the piece of paper. There it is! Oh, the Beatles flying saucer this week! Oh, geez, sorry. Until next week, folks.
Well, who sings the Beatles flying saucer?
Ed Solomon.
I mean, you forgot to say that.
Goodbye!
Bye!
Tonight we have a really big show for you, because live on our stage, the Beatle flying saucer landing. Now, stepping out of the flying saucer, here come the Beatles.
One, two, three, four!
Now the president is here for this great event. One of the Beatles has something to say to the president.
I wanna hold your hand!
Mr. President, have you a statement to make to the Beatles?
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Well, tell me, Mr. Drummer Man, do you ever plan to get a haircut?
What kind of fool do you think I am?
Wait, the Russian delegate is now approaching.
See the funny little clown.
You know, I believe that Mr. Sous-Chef of Russia has something to say to the Beatles. Will you please translate that into English?
Can you make it to the top?
Well, would one of the Beatles care to say something to the Russian delegate?
I wanna hold your hand!
And now, a word from our sponsor. Are you still using that greasy kid stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Sitting in the audience is the delegation from Cuba. Wait, I believe the Beatles have something to say to Fido Castro, the Cuban leader.
I wanna hold your hand.
There, I've said it again.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles are returning to their flying saucer.
One, two, three, four!
The saucer has blasted off, and the Beatles are...
Your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.